Healing crystals, skincare routines, knitting a sweater, fitting in jeans. With Katie and Sarah, no need to worry, you're on a lady journey.
Have you ever seen women style their hair around their hat? Like a baseball cap and then...
And then yeah. They've got it, yeah, like waves.
Feathered around it. Yeah. There's a lady at the barbecue place where I grew up and I'd be like... Why even wear a hat if it's being placing it on with bobby pins?
Yeah. I know. Maybe just to cover the grays. Maybe that's what your girl does.
Is it?
I wear a lot of hats when I haven't dyed my hair.
I am starting to get grays and I'm excited. I think I'm just gonna let it come in. I wanna
I want
be like
all
that.
Or nothing though. I want silver fox or
me too. I wanna have a full gray. I think it would
Do
be
you?
So fun.
You'd like, be actually really I can see you with a little gray bob.
I teach an art class in the community.
I know. The only reason why I still like to dye my hair is because somebody, I guess Cindy Crawford has this quote about like dyeing our hair is kind of like the only thing we can control as you know with our aging and I went I took because my mom was like I'm letting my gray hair grow out and she was like full had like a, just a little crown of gray and I told her that and now she's like and I'll never stop dyeing my hair. I was like it's just the one thing she's like that makes sense so I honestly when I see my hair with the grays I'm always like that lady like she shouldn't have a baby and then I dye my hair it. And I'm look at that spring chicken
it makes me feel better I can't let it go because I see mine are coming through and that's why I'm having a hair conundrum.
You're having a hair crisis.
I'm having a hair crisis and the losing it.
Yeah.
I can't wear a ponytail. I've got like receding hair right now.
You're 5 months postpartum, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Between my third and fourth month, it was like, it literally looked like I was at my sister's house and she's like, I have never seen so much hair ever. Like I had to vacuum it twice a day.
Yeah,
it was coming out.
Too.
Yeah, they pull it. They don't care about us.
In the areas that are the most sensitive.
Yeah. There's all these like TikToks where they're like, it's like moms all going out postpartum and they all like pull their hair back and they've just got like a little tiny, like all kinds of weird baby hair is just sticking all the fuck
up.
Yeah.
You're just being tortured in your own home.
Postpartum shit is like weird.
Well, because we're started.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to Lady Journey, everybody. We have an amazing guest, Casey Balsham.
We got into it fast.
We didn't want you to say something that you'd regret. But no, we're so excited to have you on, Casey, because, well, you're a mom.
I'm a mom.
You're a mom.
I'm a mom.
You just did a month travel in Europe with a kid.
I did.
Tell us everything. I'm dying
to
hear.
It's all trial and error. And so use you as your whatever they call it, going first into
please
coal mine.
Do.
You're a role model.
You're the canary.
You told me I was the canary. Yeah. And honestly, literally ask me anything whenever. This was actually, okay, it's because we've traveled. I mean, we were like, this is Goldie's like 30th flight. Like she's traveled. And by
I think it's great.
It's
you got to start. Because I think if you get so complacent, you get more scared. Yeah.
But also, like, when they're, like your son's age, like, that's kind of before they're moving around. That is optimal travel time.
Okay.
Because now she is, like...
You don't have to buy a
seat yet? You don't have to buy a seat. Well, still don't have to buy a seat yet, but she is, like... wants to play. Like she is moving. Yeah. She is grabbing glasses from people. She is waving to people. She wants to crawl. Like, but it's also fun age because she really gives people what they want. Like she'll smile. The flight attendants will take her and walk her up and down. I just like sit and watch below deck. But at this age, it's like a great age to travel once you get to the place because you don't have to do. So Goldie's 11 months. My daughter's 11 months. And I don't even know how the fuck that happened.
Right.
She's
it feels like
a full
yesterday.
Woman. Like I look at her, I'm like, how are you 37? Like she looks so old to me. She's got so much damn hair. But we didn't have to, like at this age when they're almost one, they kind of, you don't have to do kid things yet. So we were able to travel, but we didn't have to go to parks and museums.
Yeah.
We can
they just like,
they're just
looking.
Stimulated. They're stimulated by being with you, by looking around. Mm-hmm. And again, because she's so like friendly, literally we were handing her off to servers and bartenders. Like everybody wanted to touch her.
She's a good baby.
She's such a good tempered baby. She's no stranger danger, which is kind of terrifying. But we were literally like,
well, it's always the person they know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's always coming from inside the house. Yeah. Robbie. Oh, I just watch my husband. But it was really so besides kind of her being like wild on like she doesn't cry, but she's definitely like bah! Like she wants she wants to move, she wants to talk, she wants to play. Mm-hmm. But when we get to the place, she's like great. But me and Robbie were joking, we're like, man, we've been in so many hotels with her. I think she thinks playing is like hanging out on a bed with her parents.
Yeah.
Because you know, we're in hotels and so we're just like there's not always like a ton of space.
Yeah.
But she's very like
little tummy time.
She, well, she's crawling now. She can get herself off the bed. That's great. She like cruises. So she holds on to things.
She
and had walks.
Things her go to likes. Like, mom, could you play that song?
She really likes, she's got a couple books that really get her going.
Oh,
there's this book called Dogs First Baby. And it's really good. Yes. And it's about a dog. It's from the dog's perspective, which you don't see a lot of, which I love.
It's innovative.
It's really, it's brilliant. And so, and we don't have a dog, so I don't know why she likes this. She has no frame of reference as to what's happening, but there's this part where it goes, when you howl, I howl. And when we get to that, she literally is like, she does it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she likes the sound. She's very into the peekaboo stuff. She likes pulling the things up. And,
oh my God, cute.
And she loves like eating paper and everything.
Of course.
She puts everything in her mouth. I don't know. Yeah, I'm at
this. I don't care. I haven't really been that cleanly about.
No.
After you're like, I can't just wipe everything down.
No.
Oh,
no,
my God. What are you supposed to do? He needs germs.
I know.
He needs germs. Like that's COVID. How they develop their immune system. Yeah.
That's kind of, that's how we feel. But she does like, she will like lick the hand thing on a plane. And I'm like, I don't really want her to do that. Oh, she'll like lick the armrest. And I'm like, all right.
I remember one time like at that age getting licking thirsty.
Licking the flight attendant. Yes. Yeah.
And then like lapping up lake water.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
And I remember this mom was like, you can't do that. But you don't know. Like, I'm just thirsty.
I'm just drinking water. What?
Yeah. This video.
Your instincts took over.
Yeah. They have no idea.
They don't care either.
They're like licking doorknobs.
I remember everything.
The taste of metal being a baby and like being like, this tastes good.
Yeah. Loved it because it's cold.
Yeah.
Mm. What her new thing is that she now will take her food, throw it on the ground and then pick it up and eat it off the ground, which is, you know.
It's probably a mirror that way.
Chef's choice.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. But I don't know if you'll get to this or like if you don't like I watch these Instagrams of like these parents that are doing activities and like I'm like I'd love to try this with Goldie, but she literally eats everything. Like I cannot give this girl Q-tips to put in. Like I can't do these sensory things because she'll fucking eat everything.
Yeah.
She's a foodie. Yeah. So I just kind of have to like reserve and be like, I also can't do all these activities that some of the parents do because we live in New York City and our apartment is
you see some of the stuff and you're like, you have a budget.
What's the craft budget?
Yeah,
I don't have
an
obstacle course size living room. I can't do all these things. So it kind of like I'll be like, man, am I doing enough for her? But like you said, it's like they are stimulated enough by their parents. If they feel love, they're like by looking at things,
the day to day, the experience.
Yeah. I point out all the colors all the time.
I was having the mindset like you're like I can't entertain, but I've lately moved past that and find that if I just put my kid in the bouncy seat, he likes watching me do errands around the apartment.
That's fun.
Yeah. You're like a TV for him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Truly and honestly, when they're before, they're mobile, like just kind of letting them, those seats can really be helpful. And if you're like, you don't want to put them in devices so long, I'm like, you fucking clean the kitchen then.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to put them in a seat.
Who are these people that are like, he'll get hip dysphagia or whatever. Dysplasia.
I'd like to see, I've never met an adult who was like, I was like, why do you walk funny? They were like, I was in a bouncer.
I was in a bouncer.
Because it's not like we're leaving them for like 2 weeks and being like, I'm going to Mexico. My kid's in a bouncer.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I make dinner or well, I just want to rest my arm. Like, there's so much fear based stuff around that it just at a certain
point, they're projecting their anxiety onto everything and it's
everything.
Like just you as a parent. But I will say, like, even when I hold your baby, like my arms were tired in 10 minutes. I was like, whoa, are we
when you have to hold
and he doesn't like
certain...
to sit. He's not a sitter.
No.
Squirmy.
Yes.
Squirmy babe.
So when you're traveling though, it's like you're not packing. What toys are you even bringing? You're bringing a few things.
Yeah, we do bring a few things, but that the great part about kids is like they almost hate their toys.
Yeah.
Like they're like, is that a plug? I'd rather unplug that.
Like,
is that
a away for a while?
I want to do that.
Bring it out again a month later and then they think it's the best shit.
Yeah. They say to like, the rotating toys. But truly and honestly, like Goldie, all she wants is things that aren't toys. Like she is just like, what is this picture for? What it like? She will grab anything up.
She's
so
out there.
If
she's
you're
in the
traveling,
world.
You can just throw a water bottle at them. Like,
yeah.
She's truly like a puppy sometimes. Like I feed her from the table.
Yeah.
Like she just really will come up and be like, and I'm like, I don't know if this is good or bad, but she's open to it. So I'm going to go with it.
What's your take on screens? We broke.
Oh, we don't
one
care.
Time.
It's not like it's not like we're using it. We watch with her. Like yeah. me and her watched the Oscars last night.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. we straight chilled. Like we were because it's daylight savings time, of course.
Yeah.
And I forgot, and we took our 3 week trip, and then we were back for like a week and a half, and then we went to California for 10 days. So it's like okay. her sleep schedule.
She's all over
yeah.
the place.
It's fucked. So I'm like, I'm not gonna try to
yeah,
force
jet lag
I'm
with a baby.
Both
yeah,
of us. And then I'm not gonna sit in there and try to put her to bed for
and
2 hours.
What schedule
that
do they
all
really
yeah.
have?
Yeah. They sleep.
Yeah. They sleep.
They go to bed at some point.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Just like us. Yeah.
Stars. Yeah, babies. Really? They're just like us. but so no, we are like, we don't put it on and then like leave the room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like Robbie, what we'll watch, like he'll put on like 15 minutes like they work their way through different mm-hmm. movies. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's also the best cuddle time because it's the only like, cause she will like literally nestle up
yeah.
and like spoon
oh, that's
and like cuddle like we're dating.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just
time.
Love that.
That's so cute.
But also, you know, like I have my shows I like to watch. So it's like, okay, every Saturday when Drag Race comes out, like I put it on and
yeah.
she plays around,
yeah.
but like we're not hiding it or making it weird.
Yeah,
I don't stick a phone in front of her face, but she's aware.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, oh my God. When you whip it out,
it.
You're,
yeah.
it's, they know.
They know. She picks
I
up other
know
things
that,
and goes and like
yeah.
does
oh,
this.
That's hysterical.
She picks up all kinds of other stuff. And
hello.
Puts it
anytime I pick yeah. up, I'm like,
she's scrolling.
Work.
She's
I'm doing work.
It's work.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Mommy's
this
emailing.
Is a social media
I'm
post
buying
for
you
another
toys.
Call.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm buying you toys.
yeah.
Yeah. But we are like, they're there. We're not using it as a babysitter, but like,
and Drag Race is kid friendly. That's crafts.
She,
super.
Oh
there's
my God.
Crafts.
Colors,
there's confidence.
She claps. There
yeah.
is confidence.
Yes.
She clapped last night during the winners of the Oscars. I was like, you understand.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was Godzilla. She was clapped during Godzilla. I was like,
of course.
She was really
we
big fan.
We all did.
I didn't even know there was a
best
Godzilla.
It was yeah, it was like some kind of like best
special effects yeah. thing.
Something
oh,
like
okay.
that. And she
okay.
was like, yeah. And I was like, you understand.
She
what
had her
doing
picks.
Here.
She had her picks.
She won a pool. She had a bet on Godzilla. But yeah, no, we're not crazy about it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I think that's the best way. You want to have a relaxed attitude.
Yeah, we're not leaving
you
her
don't want
in front
them to
of
grow.
It for hours
that's
at
how
a
people,
time.
You know, you grow up, it's like, you know, you never have wine. You can't have wine. It's like the kids that have like a sip of wine, it's like, oh, they're fine.
Yeah, it's going to be
know?
Okay.
And this is coming from somebody who's now joining an Italian family. She's like, the
I
kids
love
have wine.
Wine. Wait, everyone has wine. Everybody has wine.
The kids have
it's
wine
juice.
At nine.
It's juice.
It's juice. It's tradition.
It is. It's part of our culture.
Like, I grew up on MTV, and to me, MTV is TikTok.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the TikTok
scrolling
of the olden
my
times.
TV also. I yeah. did that through the with the remote. It was always like
flipping through
very
yeah.
fast.
A music
yeah.
video, that's TikTok.
It's
TikTok. Now they're dancing. Now they're at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Now they're on a beach.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hilarious to watch the old
that's
music
true.
Videos. Like we were watching one. It cracked me up. I can't even remember what it was. Oh, I think it was like Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. And it was
oh.
just like women miners like mining in a dangerous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. yeah.
So funny. And then now it's just like, you know, people dancing.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. No, it's really wild to go back and watch any kind of things like and how inappropriate everything was.
When, yes.
Like, 90s, yeah. 2000s. Like we watched Fear last night and we were like, first off, such teenage like erotica.
Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
gosh.
Like we fully put it on to be like, let's just turn it on. And we watched the whole like riveted. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She still gets fingered on the roller coaster. Like we were very
right?
excited.
Wow.
But there is a moment where like the teenage, like the friend like bends over in her skirt in front of the dad. And the dad's like, wah, wah, we want, you know, and
oh,
you're just like,
yeah.
just like, we used to just do this.
Yeah.
We used
yeah,
to just
totally
sexualize 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like Poison
for their
Ivy.
Best. Oh
yeah.
yeah.
Remember like she just got out of rehab and we were like, she's making her come back and then she's just sexualized for Tom Skerritt.
Yeah. 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 All
crazy.
Of them. All of her. Like Alicia Silk, like The Crush and all those ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We God. Just, we, but even like the early 2000s were always like about some nerdy guy who sees like a foreign or very hot foreign lady's boobs. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She's
yeah.
always just like, in my country, we take off our shirts in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And
he's yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
road
just,
trip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's just, it was, everything was so wildly inappropriate.
It does, it is nice.
And a lot
it
more
feels
fun.
Like.
Yeah. yeah, I kind of miss some nudity every now and then. You're like, I miss an old fashioned. Give me a Top Gun love scene.
Yeah, give me Absolutely. An Herbal Essences commercial.
Right,
sell me some conditioner.
Yeah,
truly, it's like a, yeah, I do miss a little.
I love
a little
the
soft
sexual.
Core.
Like, are they gonna fuck? Are they not going?
Yeah,
to fuck?
That's a, like Fear. It's actually when they're like because I remember being a teenager just being like, I just want to make out with a boy at a carnival. Yeah. And they're like doing it and you're like, what a life.
Yeah.
What a life this is.
Yeah. That's what they say about the kids now, the generation now is like they're growing up so slowly. These kids in high school, it's like they don't have a girlfriend. They don't want to drive. They don't want to drive.
They don't want to go outside.
They don't want to go to school.
They only want to be on... It's there's this whole thing where you're talking to somebody about it that kids like they're really just their life almost doesn't exist outside of social media, outside of TikTok and outside of things. They don't want to go out and they don't want to play, like they don't want to. I mean, it is just weird, but it is like, yeah, they don't have these relationships outside of like just talking.
It's so fascinating. I would just go to my friend's house and watch Wings all night long or something. And not like
Unsolved Mysteries at a
Walker, Texas Ranger.
But you're like, it's just nice to have a companionship and sit in silence and watch TV. We would just show up at each other's house without just unannounced.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I guess Sarah's here. And then you would just hang out and it wasn't a big deal or vice versa.
Oh, yeah. I remember my friend that lived up the street. I remember they knocked on my door one time and they were covered head to toe and they were like, watch out for Lyme disease. The ticks are biting everybody. And they just knocked on my door and said that. Like, that's just how you there was texting.
Yeah, that was communication.
They just had sweatshirts and she's like, Lyme disease is out there. And I was like, Mom, do we need to be worried about this? Like,
it is.
They're not like, they don't form. I wonder if it's like real friendships anymore.
Yeah, it's a different. This is why I think it's great to have, you know, you're having kids now, but you guys are going to be like attached to the next generation, knowing intimately what's going on.
I know, it's kind of scary.
It will be interesting to see how they grow and develop with the screens, but then also, you know, there's always a back and forth. Like the generation now, everybody is, you know, kind of late bloomers, but then, you know, who knows what's next? Sluts, you know,
slutty. Well, but here's the thing. I
love sluts.
I do. Oh my God. I mean, sluts are the best. I think that they're socially behind, but because of all the shit in our food, they are physically ahead.
Yes, that's
like
true.
Little girls are getting tits at like 10 because of hormones.
It's crazy. It's very strange.
Sluts are happening, but they don't know they're sluts.
Yeah.
But they're slutty, they don't know they're sluts. Mentally, they're unslutty, but tittily, they're fucking whores. It's crazy.
Oh my
physically
God.
Sluts.
It's wild. 2024. What a year.
My baby's got breasts. I mean, sometimes I look around like, and I get nervous because I don't always check the late. Like at this point, you know, she's almost one. I'm kind of feeding her everything.
Yeah,
like,
there
was like, I let her try ice cream, like all this stuff. That, whatever. I you can't get so crazy. I mean, we were in Italy. We were eating burrata and salami.
Oh.
And she's probably not supposed to. I don't think so. Yeah. That's full nitrates and all salt.
Because it's what they do over there.
Well, but Italy though, it's so much better. I don't think they have nitrates in the salami in Italy.
It just,
you know,
the
it's
food
like probably like curing it in a normal way.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go in Italy?
We spent the most time Verona, which is excellent. Because we had a show in Milan and a show in Bologna. And in the middle was Verona and Venice. And we did Verona and then took a little day trip to Venice.
Amazing.
And it was wonderful. And it's like, it's still like affordable there. And the food is just, and the people, they prioritize babies so much more in other countries.
It is. Oh, that's amazing. It's always like disappointing. Yeah. Like, I think here, I don't know if I'm wrong, but like, you could just... They don't really have like bar. If they do have a bar, it's like adults go. But you could go to a drinking function with the kid and it seems not as taboo.
Yeah, like a restaurant with the wine and everybody has their kids there. Yeah.
And also when you're at the airport, having a baby under 10 is basically having pre-check. Like I was like, do we board first? He goes, you are at the front of the line. Whereas I think I was traveling alone with Goldie one time when she was 5 months old. JetBlue, I was 7th to board. It was like all the people that spend money, the people that spend a little less money, more people, now mothers and kids under, I was like, 7th? Like it's just kind of wild that we just have no, everywhere that you go in Europe, they respect babies more. Robbie was telling me this fact that like the number one, like I think like kids are kind of the most, what's the word? They're the most stereotype,
negative.
Like racist, but not racist.
Prejudice.
Kids.
In America, yeah.
Kids. They hate fucking kids.
Yeah, there's all those like adults only resorts, you know, which are for swingers. We all know that.
Yeah, well, they're for fucking other people.
Duncan Trussell go on a podcast recently, and he's talking about like one of the personality types he detests the most is the one that makes their personality hate kids.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
What an odd.
What a weird thing to
ching, yeah. to choose.
I hate
and have
people.
Yeah, you're like that's you were a kid.
Yeah,
other people like when people lose their shit about a kid on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't. I don't understand how you don't have any empathy. And is it really that annoying to you? At most, I'm always like, oh, I feel bad for the parents.
Feel bad for the parents. The parents. How much? How stressful is it for the parents?
Yeah,
you're stressed out by. Yeah. I mean, it's of course it's stressed out to hear. It's stressful to hear like a loud noise, but it's like now everyone's staring at you.
Right.
Like, now, dare you?
Yeah. But there is this whole, there is kind of like this weird thing happening, I think, especially with like sometimes women that, and we see it in comedy where it's all these women are like, yeah, I guess I'm supposed to have a kid right now, but I don't. I have purses. And you're like, what is this person? What, like, you cannot want a kid and not be a dick about it.
Yeah. Right,
you can just not want a kid, but not have to like make
me.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just feels like it's like there's such a strong animosity towards people that don't want kids, and it's like then don't fucking have them.
Yeah.
You don't have to have.
Have your purses.
There's
a weird backlash.
Like, I wanted a kid. Don't make me feel fucking crazy because I'm a hero.
Where they're like breeders. But no, it is like a. It's just a shitty person. Oh, it's just like that's not the person I want to hang out with. It's a contrarian. No,
yes. It's like you also can have kids and you can be quiet about it, or you can not have kids and you can be quiet about
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also get it though. Like some kids suck, but like not ours.
I like to double down.
Ours would be great.
Yeah. When somebody has that personality type. I like to double down when they say something. I'm like, I think that's great that you. I think you shouldn't have kids.
Yeah. I'm racist against kids.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. No, for you, that's probably the best option is to not have kids.
Like, I remember at UCB, there was a girl who was like, I wasn't here to make friends. I'm like, well, you're doing a really great job. Congrats.
Bye.
Such a good response.
Just double down on them.
But I love hearing that Europe is like kid friendly.
Oh,
that's so amazing.
Oh, yeah. No,
always.
Where else did you guys go? You
I
went to Italy.
I can't find baby changing stations and quite a few Starbucks.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, or like there's a man like living in there. You know?
He's busy.
You're in someone's home.
Hand sanitizing his bag right now. No, it's just like, I find it, sometimes it is hard to find places to like take care of the kid situation.
Yeah. And I'll say also for Robbie, because Robbie
men.
Changes about 80% of the diapers.
Yeah.
Okay. Robbie is, I'm the breast man and he's the diaper man.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he a lot of times will have to be like, there's not one in the men's, which is kind of shitty.
It is really crazy.
It's just
very strange
that the mom is going to do it, which is, I feel like, just from, you know, the whatever, how long ago when it was just like, this is what women did. But they should be more places. I mean, kids exist and they shit themselves.
Yeah.
And they need to be wiped. What if you had shit in your pants? Wouldn't you want to get that out of your asshole?
Yeah.
There should be more like changing stations for adults and babies.
Yeah. Let us all change.
Yeah. I know a lot of adults that shit themselves at least once a month.
It's more than you.
That's a lot.
The statistic is higher than you think it is. I'm always blown away how many people shit their pants. And I'm
all
like,
the time.
I only did it once with colitis.
I mean, I've done it.
And it was liberating.
Multiple times.
It felt great.
I did it on my Zoloft. That was one of the side effects. They call it squirtrilline. That's what it's actually called. Yeah.
Squirtrilline.
Yeah, trusted a fart.
What
but,
a great
you know,
tattoo. Yeah. Beware, will squirtrilline.
Squirtrilline. Where's the most baby-friendly place that you feel like you've traveled?
Is it
Europe?
It was Italy.
I love that.
Although, you know, it is hard because a lot of there's like a lot of cobblestones. So physically, sometimes taking a stroller was a little like... But like people-wise, they love babies. But we did Switzerland, Italy, Sweden, Copenhagen... and then ended in London. Is that what we did? Yeah, we did Switzerland, Italy, Sweden, Copenhagen. Yeah. People just kind of go with it there. And like, you know, like in like Scandinavia, a lot of times they just leave the babies in the strollers. We didn't do it. We didn't see it.
I feel like the one time I'm like, I guess. And then they're like, my
baby's
gone. And then Americans are like, what
are
you doing?
This is how we get our babies. We didn't do it, but people are very...
It's like people will... What? Leave their baby outside
in the
stroller?
Cold. Like if the baby's sleeping, so they just park the strollers outside and they go in.
Okay.
We didn't see it. It wasn't like as cold as, I think they do it when it's like really cold and they say it's like good for the baby or whatever.
Yeah.
But like nobody really blinks when because we, you know, we didn't have people with us. So we would go out and have dinner. Sometimes we had them like later and like people really didn't blink about having a baby there. Like, I mean, if they did, it wasn't like judgmental. Like, I went to a a festival over the summer and in Maryland, in Ocean City, Maryland, and it started raining a little bit. And we had Goldie, and it was like 6 p.m., okay? Mm-hmm, it was maybe it was even 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It was daytime, but it was raining. And somebody just walks by and goes, get that baby out of here.
Isn't that crazy?
Or like, get that baby. And I swear
that
to God.
That is so rude.
I almost chased her down and punched the back of her fucking head.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be like, this isn't YouTube. Like, I can hear you, but let me tell you, Ocean City, Maryland is like a crowd full of YouTube comments. It's just, that's the kind of people.
Never hope to go.
It was a really cool concert, like on the beach, and like there's like a fair, like it's a whole like outdoor whatever, like carnival park or whatever. Mm-hmm. And but the people there were just
atrocious.
Oh, these
will never go there.
That's never
terrible.
Fuck you,
never go
city.
There.
Yeah.
Well, now we've put them down on Lady Journey, so they'll probably go out of business.
So we're uninvited. Yeah. But no, just somebody walked by. I was like, get that baby home.
It is.
And I wanted to be like, do you think that I'm not like. Like, what makes you assume that I don't know that it's raining and that maybe we're not trying to figure out what the fuck to do? Like, what makes you
it's
assume?
Like, I don't get to participate in society because I'm a mother now.
But
like,
also,
it's
like,
insane.
You think I'm do you think that I'm just like, nope, the baby stays out in the rain.
It's got to learn.
Got to do it.
It's got to learn.
We want hypothermia for our girl. Like, it's just like, what makes you think that I'm a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can just drive by and say, get that baby out of here.
It's
get that
so,
baby home. I want to be like, get
so
yourself
rude.
Home, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, awful.
Ugh.
Absolutely awful.
Ugh. Yeah, but it's weird. People do, I mean, I've gotten comments like, you're so brave for taking, you know, like traveling. And I know it probably means well, but somehow I take the negative of like,
I know.
Are you saying that I'm too early to go traveling?
You're so brave for leaving the home with your baby, which you shouldn't
that's
be.
That's making a ton of noise right now and not being embarrassed by it.
Yeah. It's like American culture makes motherhood so much more difficult than it needs to be.
That's
and then they're also like, I wonder
true.
Why people aren't having babies. It's a mystery and we can't figure it out.
No. In places like Spain, they literally have parks next to like outdoor coffee shops and bars because it's a social thing.
Yeah.
It's like the kids play, the parents socialize, and it's just, it's like a, they do it more as like, this is a community. And we just don't have that. We're like, it's kind of like everybody's out for, you know, everybody fends for themselves. Also, there was this whole thing like, you know, in Europe, people go out during the week. Like in America, it feels like we're so like Monday through Friday, and then the weekends is when we do things.
We binge,
like,
we're such a binge culture.
Yeah, where it's like in, you know, Spain, they're like, we go to dinner on a Tuesday night. Like it's not as like kind of like
better.
Forced to be like, this is what we do.
And their city planning, for some reason, is always better unless I'm just going in peak times. But you're like, why is there public transportation way better over in Europe than
it
is.
And there's like beautiful like communal gardens.
Yeah.
How was London? I'm interested about London.
I just think that other people care more. We're just a capitalist society.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what is better for us. If it doesn't make money. London is the best.
London was good with the baby.
Oh, we love London.
Great.
Yeah. London is, because, you know, Robbie's a British citizen. So I think that we definitely have plans to at least live there for like a year or two at some point
soon.
But,
that's fun. I would love Goldie with a British accent.
Oh. I know.
Hello, mommy. It's pretty. What's all this then?
But no, London's great.
Now, how did you guys do the shows? So you guys were performing, you were doing stand-up.
We were.
You handing off, like as one of you going on stage?
Well, in Europe, they
to get
do.
Joe to do it, but I fucking won't do it.
Yeah,
you
it's tricky.
It's,
you can
it's
do
fun.
It. You can do it.
But Europe, what they do is they do an intermission.
Oh,
which is most places in Europe
brilliant.
They do so.
Yeah.
So like we
shows
find a local opener usually, and if we didn't, we would just figure it out. But usually, like a local opener would go do 10. I usually would do my 30 first because then, and Robbie found places near our venues so that we could easily get back. Like one of them was like across the street.
Oh,
one
perfect.
Of them was just down. Or we use the Duna stroller, which
she's
goes,
a Duna user.
I broke. You every it, expensive thing I was like I can't afford it. And then as soon as life happened I was like I'm going into debt.
Everything.
Going into debt.
Yep. Duna is perfect for travel because it just
if you're a single woman too it's so
it's
easier to go everywhere.
It goes right
us.
Into a car. It was like it was game changing for travel.
Yes.
It was, and we borrowed it, our friend sent it to us after their two kids because I was like I think we need to get a Duna for this thing.
Yeah.
But so I would either I could just walk back, so I would do my 30 and then they do a little 15 minute break and then Robbie would do his and meet me back. So every so often she was up a little bit later, but also there were times when like, you know, once I got off stage age, I could breastfeed her to sleep and watch his set and we could go back together.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's, perfect.
She, it was just, again, it was like, you just, we had to be a little looser with the schedule. We weren't like, you know, we weren't staying out till midnight, but every so often we'd get back at like 9:30 and we'd turn her into a road comic. Like at one point we were in Copenhagen and we were all eating falafel like on the ground and we were like sitting in a hotel, like eating kebabs and like Pete and like, and falafels. And we were like, we're sorry, we're turning you into a road comic. And she was just like, you know, they don't know.
She's a hack. She's suddenly talking about sucking dick.
You know? She said, she was like, my mom's on Facebook. And I was like, how dare you? but no, we would during the intermission, we would hand her off and one of us would go home. So it was so perfect. And like, if she would make noise, like we would just like walk around with her, you know, like she'd make noise. So Robbie would just like hang out outside or what, like it was just, it was totally fine. It was definitely like, it was a thing.
Yeah.
It was an experience, but
it's
like, fine.
You make it sound really doable, which I think is so huge. I think a lot of people have babies and then, you know, it is scary. You don't know what is dangerous.
I found the TSA the hardest. I find for
going through the
security line.
Yeah.
Oh, because
I don't know why, but my kid gets the fussiest. It's like I plan it around his wake windows and eating time. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. He's like, this
liquid.
Feels...
I'm like, he can't eat solids. So they're like, one made me dump out his formula. And I was like,
they're not allowed to do that.
It was so really.
That's against the law.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Because how are you supposed to feed the fucking baby?
Yeah.
You can't dump out formula if you tell, like, you tell them.
He was already. I was like, he's eating it, so it's like, why wouldn't? Why would? Yeah.
There's
not a
bomb.
Oh, they made you. Oh, that it was already open. Oh, because I like they're not. They can't like make you dump out the stuff you have in your bag.
I don't do. But I always bring the powder.
Really fucked up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
One place let me go through, and they were totally fine. And then another city. They were like, yeah, he can't.
New York is the most laxed with it.
New York is.
Every time they don't even check it.
Terrorist.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I know. New York, they're just like, moving on.
We've been hit.
Yeah.
So you think we would be the more strict?
But they didn't get on in New York. They got on in other airports.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
But it's like, it'll be like Houston and you're like, no one's bombing here.
Yeah. You already suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. TSA really gives
you worse.
Yeah. It's like a microcosm of the city. I judge it by the TSA.
Yeah. However they behave.
Yeah.
No, I will say, like, I love traveling, but the parts of like, before getting onto the plane they're rough.
You don't know.
You know when you're like doing all this stuff and you got the bag and I got the thing. Yeah. And then also when you get on the plane and you're just sitting there for a while before and they don't have the air on and like and
it's intense.
Are definitely parts that are like annoying but doable.
Yeah.
Do you have any travel hacks for traveling with the baby?
Just boobs for right now. Okay. That's all I have. Just boobs.
Yeah, just boobs.
But
I'm always like, we have to dart him. We can't. Yeah. So even though sometimes I'm like, I know we just fed him an hour ago, but like fucking feed him again.
Yeah.
Feed him. Until they sleep.
Just bribe him with
feeding.
Formula.
Yeah. Keep feeding them. And I will say the having like a later night flight that kind of goes into the night was night because you know it's dark.
I think red eye feels better to do all that.
Yeah.
What's your opinion of the Momoa? The Momoa booths for breastfeeding because it feels
like mom ones.
Yeah, you see those and you're like, okay, first of all, I can see that there's no air ventilation. Like,
right? Is there light in there?
Yeah, like, is it just stale air in there? Like, why don't we just not shame people that are breastfeeding?
Yeah,
like,
I never had that. I whipped out my tit. I was very open with. I mean, I wasn't like just walking around with him out, but like if she needs to eat, I will flip it open and I'll give it to her. Like I don't really care.
Is there another person like who's
I don't
caring
care.
About
who?
What person?
But people
is, like,
are like up in arms sexual. About it. Like, oh my god. Oh my God,
it's
crazy.
It's very strange. Those people are sad loser virgins. And
get in your crate, woman.
Yeah.
Like there's no ventilation. I went in one time because I was like, I feel like I could take a nap in here. I need a little
picture. I feel like they just turn into like jerk off booths. That's
probably.
That's why I feel
like for a mom breastfeeding and it's like just a teenage man like in there jerking it.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
He's like, I've been waiting for you. You're like, ah! You just squirt him in the eye and run out. But I never covered up also because she was born and she was a baby in the summer and it's hot. And also Goldie, like a friend of ours just recently, like cause we were all at the park and I was just whipping it out and she like, it's so funny. Like, you're like, I don't know if it takes, but she sent me a thing for like a cover up. And I was like, and I know it was just trying to be nice, but I was like, I like Goldie also hates being covered. Like if I put something over, she's like, get it off of me.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, oh, it's, I love the idea, but our girl would never, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It is
kind of a, you must eat in darkness.
Yeah. I know it's like maybe for my comfort level or other, like it's like we have friends and I'm sure all of my friends were like, oh, I wasn't anticipating that I would ever see your breasts, especially when your nipple is the size of a fucking
dinner plate. Yeah. Just a big old one.
But like, again, it's like, I don't, she's my priority. It's not anybody else's comfort. It's feeding Goldie, and she's a rabid animal.
Yeah.
She loves
She's a growing
tits.
Girl.
It's either this or crying.
Like
curdling screams.
Yeah. Or like, you know, when you go to like a Korean spa, for example, I remember the first time I went to a like spa castle. I think it was the first time that I was in like an all nude women's bathhouse. And I remember right away, I was kind of like, oh, don't look, you know, I don't want to be like
it's
looking
really
right
weird.
At, but then you adjust to it immediately, like faster than you would expect. And I was like, oh, like now I'm like lounging, you know,
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Care. I've got my leg up.
We're
in the sauna.
We're the only country that is so fucking weird with nudity. Mm-hmm. Also, like we were in Iceland and in Iceland, they have all these hot baths, but you have to shower before and
that
you're just
sense.
Showering with in like a big open shower with a bunch of Icelandic
male and
women. No, not male and female. Oh, there's two different locker rooms, but it's just kind of like, people, you just kind of, kids, women, like you just kind of grow up around nudity. It doesn't make it as salacious or crazy.
Yeah, it's like we have to hide it in this country so we can sell it later.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, because you know, watch Love Island. Like the first season, they were full fucking on TV. Full fucking on ITV, and it was amazing. It was. They were.
That's where you
everywhere.
Find your love making scenes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take Goldie to Iceland? Did you take her there?
No, this was when me and Robbie traveled there a few years ago.
You guys like to travel a lot.
You guys love.
Traveling. We do. We travel. We do it a lot on, we basically put everything on credit cards and get points. Like we put our rent on a credit card.
I put all my medical bills on credit card.
Everything on credit cards.
Get those
then
points.
Get the points.
Yeah.
Get the travel stuff. And then kind of, so we get a lot of, our hotels are a lot of like points. Like in London, we stayed at this beautiful hotel that was like three something a night that we wouldn't pay three something, but we got our points.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Loyalty programs too always work. Like Delta will always upgrade you a lot of the time.
Just sign up for all
go
that
for
shit.
Are you on a frequent flyer?
We do
Delta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
We were Delta, but they kind of suck now. They kind of have gotten a little weird.
They raised it up.
You can't even go in the lounge if you're basic economy.
Yeah.
Anymore. And you can only get like six times in the lounge. Well, you can't even go in the lounge anymore. Girls. I realize how fucking
awful.
Fucking bougie that sounds.
Whatever.
But with a baby, it's especially nice to have a space. Area where you know you can like eat and sip.
I wish there was a Delta lounge in the city.
I would go there.
That would
every
be my
day.
Nightlife. I would just hang out and watch CNN and eat like
need.
At a buffet.
Yeah.
Yes. All. The, yeah. I would do that. I'd just go get mimosas.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But yeah, like it is a what were we just saying?
Oh, do you have a loyalty program? What are you on? Yeah.
Oh, we
any
have
hotel stuff.
Robbie's kind of the money guy. But we have like the Amex, we have the travel card. We've got another one we just did for this trip. So we spent it so we could do it.
Oh, good.
And then we've got miles on like all of them. But again, like you can't barely get miles anymore.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you used to be able to get miles. And now it's like, if you fly and if you buy the cheapest one, because fucking plane tickets are so expensive now.
Yeah.
You don't even get your miles.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is.
I only have like 9,000 miles on like a couple different ones. So it doesn't even get me anything.
Lyft does a program. Every time you do a Lyft, you get Delta points or something.
Yeah. We have that one. So Robbie's got them all, but we do a lot of like the Chase rewards and a lot of the credit cards there to get more hotels. Like we used to have a ton of airline stuff, but then Delta kind of adjusted.
Yeah,
and so it made it harder to reach status.
Delta is
fuck you.
I can't afford it.
Yeah,
I went on a flight this weekend where the Delta flight was almost $500 and Spirit was $150, and I was like, I can't justify paying $400 to not be around poor people. I guess that's what you're just paying for because
Spirit screws you.
Yeah, because once you go $150 and then they're like $75 if you actually want to get on the flight.
Yeah.
Because I almost I like, there was a flight that I could afford that was like literally Spirit from Newark. And I was like, I will not go to this wedding. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, let me try to book it. And there were so many other expenses that it almost becomes like $100 less than the 400. It becomes like a $300 thing. And then you're on Spirit.
And you can't bring any bags.
Spirit feels like you are on the Titanic. Yeah. It feels like you're on the Titanic and it's going down and you're in the steerage.
They're literally school bus seats. And that's in the, like, the premium.
Yeah, and they don't recline.
No, everything's trash now.
And it's
weirdly.
Everything's garbage.
Everything is garbage. On a KLM flight, our Norwegian Air, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think they're one of the cheaper airways.
But they're good. They're decent.
They're decent. Yeah. But mid-flight on the way back, they're like, we did not plan. We didn't bring as many meals as we thought we did. And so if you're not super hungry, please don't take. And it was an international flight.
Everybody has to eat.
Just in case there's somebody that has like diabetes or something that needs it more, or like a hyperglycemic. Yeah.
They're wild.
That you're like, that's so hilariously embarrassing.
And also, like, the things that I feel like they feel comfortable telling us as passengers is wild.
It's really funny.
We were on a flight, like, we're leaving, and the guy was like, all right, well, first we got some stuff we gotta do. Now there's a towel in the gas. There's a towel. We gotta go back. We were like, a towel?
I don't need to know.
Oh, the brakes are fritzing. We're gonna go fix the brakes of the plane. Yeah. And you're just like, don't tell me this.
Please
don't tell me this.
Just get me off the ground.
Don't say anything.
There was one flight. I thought this was kind of funny. It was a night flight back to New York from Houston. It was delayed, and then by the time it was delayed here, we weren't going to make it back in time for New York. They were already closed. So we had to stay kind of overnight, and I didn't feel like calling my mom again to pick me up.
Yeah.
So Joe and I stayed there, but then they were like, we're going to do a Taco Bell run. Does anybody? So they got Taco Bell for everyone.
That's really fun.
But there was something so casual, weirdly casual about it.
Now, like, I'm hanging out with you guys.
Like, we're not work. No one's working. We're just we're just hanging out, and it was just really weird to be like, also, are you guys? Some of us are gonna go and get stuff. Like,
Do you guys want anything?
Yeah. We're gonna do a sing along.
Do you guys need a drink or anything? Yeah. I'm heading to the store.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
any
really
music
funny.
That you like.
Or yeah.
Any like travel disasters with Goldie so far? Have you had any like canceled flights or
no? Just one that I actually. Thank God. So I was flying. It was like my first time, I think, flying. I was flying across to San Diego, to California, by myself with her.
Yeah.
And a JetBlue flight. And shout JetBlue, at the desk, it's still not cheap, but it's cheaper than the tickets. You could upgrade to the lie down to the first class for $350.
Okay.
So I had like a $200 flight. I upgraded us because I was like, you know what? Let me just
do this. It'll be worth it.
Yeah. And the original flights for that seat was like $1,200. So I got a crazy deal.
That's great.
And luckily, we were on the tarmac for 3 hours. Somebody puked in the back.
Oh my God.
They had all this stuff. So I was like, thank God I did it. I would have cried back there by myself.
Yeah.
With a baby, like
smelling
like,
the vomit.
Just all of it. And plus, you know what's so funny? It's like the minute you know you have a better seat, you start looking at, like, the minute I saw everybody, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I was like, the back of the plane looks wild. Like, I was just like, these people look like animals. They're animals.
They are.
Yeah. They're full animals. But it was like, it was, thank God, because I was like, yes. Because I like to sit in the window seat, so I just would have been trapped breastfeeding with her for 3 hours. People are throwing up. Everybody's going crazy. Like,
society breaks down quick.
It was like a really, I was really thankful that I made that choice to be like, you know what? It's my first time. Let me just, if you're paying for comfort.
It's worth it.
Your takeouts during the month, you don't get. It's a few Grubhubs.
It's a few Grubhubs. It's a few Grubhubs.
You make it work somehow.
Somehow it works out. But I was like, but it's like once you have a taste of it, though, now I'm like, well, I'll just always fly JetBlue and try to upgrade. And then I wanted to do it on the way home. And they were like, oh, this plane doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So I couldn't upgrade. So then I was like,
what do I do now? I'm ready to spend my money.
I'm poor again.
I know.
I don't put me in the back with them.
Oh my God, Casey, yeah. It's been so amazing having you on.
Thanks so much.
Tell everybody where we can find you.
I am on Instagram at CaseFaceB. I'm on TikTok at CaseFaceB. I still have a Hotmail. Feel free to email me. And I don't really know how Facebook works anymore, but apparently I'm going to get on there again because people are making money there.
Yes, post your political ideology.
I'm going back.
Yeah.
Thank
you
so much. I live
much.
In Long Island City, Queens, so come over.
Yes, come over to her house. She's breastfeeding. Thank come you over. Again. Follow Casey. Please like and subscribe for Lady Journey below.
Smash the button.
And give us a review.
Yeah,
we love it.